The tributes continue to pour in for rock and roll icon Chuck Berry, who died yesterday at the age of 90 at his home near St. Louis in Missouri. Famous friends, fans and fellow musicians, including Keith Richards, Ringo Starr, Bruce Springsteen, have all taken to social media to pay their respects to the man who duck-walked his way into musical history with hits like this one. Oh yeah, that's my favourite. Johnny B. Goode, the 1958 Chuck Berry hit. There were so many more. Roll Over Beethoven, Maybelline, Sweet Little 16, and on and on and on that list goes. Charles Hughes is an American music historian and director of the Memphis Centre at Rhodes College. He joins us from Memphis. Charles Hughes, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
John Lennon once said that if you tried to give rock and roll another name, you might call it Chuck Berry. Just how big an influence was Chuck Berry on rock and roll over the decades?
His influence is almost incalculable. I mean, obviously, there were a lot of other great artists of his generation who helped establish rock and roll in terms of its sound and what it meant to people. But I don't know that anybody did more than Chuck Berry in terms of music and establishing the kind of guitar sound and the sort of rhythms that would be so definitive, but also establishing that rock and roll could be poetic, right, and could involve a level of wordplay and lyricism that celebrated itself, but also could go in a bunch of different directions. You know, I think you see people like John Lennon or Bob Dylan or other a great lyricist routinely referencing just how important it was to hear someone like Chuck Berry utilizing language in the way he did, combining it with that amazing rhythm and that amazing guitar sound. So it's just, it's impossible to imagine rock and roll or American music or the culture of the world without Chuck Berry.
Yeah, that's a point made by the director of our music show, Andrew Ford, who says the one thing that's often overlooked is how good Chuck Berry's lyrics are. Are you saying his lyrics are as important as his beats?
Absolutely. And the two work together, right? I think one of the things that's really amazing about his music is that he was able to develop a style that was based in his love of wordplay. And this is a guy who, from the time he was a kid, read poetry, wrote poetry, loved the English language. And as he developed that rhythm and that beat and that rock and roll sound, he figured out that could accommodate an incredible level of lyrical complexity. Yeah, so you hear his lyrics that are not only so evocative and all this wonderful imagery and these great stories, but also the sound of his lyrics, right? The way that he's using these multi-syllabic words and all of this incredible language, it's right along with the guitar and the piano and the drums and bass in establishing that rock and roll sound.
When you see the tributes, Bruce Springsteen wrote, "Chuck Berry was rock's greatest practitioner, guitarist, and the greatest pure rock and roll writer who ever lived." Ringo Starr, RIP and Peace and Love, Chuck Berry, Mr. Rock and Roll Music. Mick Jagger's there too. There's a long line of people. But it is interesting that the Beatles and the Stones built their early careers around Chuck Berry's music, around his hits, covering many of his hits. What was it about Chuck Berry's music that managed to cross the Atlantic like that and influence two of Britain's biggest bands?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, certainly the British bands were wrapped up in all the great early rock and rollers, including Elvis and Little Richard and others. But I think Chuck Berry, and this is why he's remained so important for bands in subsequent generations, is that on one level, his stuff is kind of easy to get a hold of music, right? You can play Chuck Berry songs with a pretty simple level of knowledge. Doesn't mean you play them well, but you can play them. So then mixing that with these incredible lyrics that are so fun to sing and mean so much, I imagine that meant a great deal to people like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, so many others who Chuck Berry was a direct influence on.
Charles, he had some dark spots in his life. He had a number of brushes with the law. He was jailed when he was when he was a young kid, but he was also jailed for three years in 1959 when he took a 14-year-old Apache Indian girl he met in Texas. to work as a waitress in his St. Louis nightclub. He was convicted taking a minor over the state line for immoral purposes. How damaging was this to his career and his life?
It was pretty damaging to his career, and that was, you know, he was not the only one of that time to get stuck in scandal. And, you know, it seemed to reconfirm a lot of people's belief that rock and roll, particularly rock and roll practiced by African-American musicians, was degenerate and dangerous. So that was a real problem. And, of course, the Mann Act, that law that he was charged with breaking, had been used before to kind of convict African-American prominent black folks, including the boxer Jack Johnson. So it was really significant, and I think beyond the fact that it stopped his commercial progress, he did have hits after he got out of jail, but I think it gave him kind of a new sense of, bitterness might be too strong a word, but there was a sense of resentment that apparently really shaped his career from that point forward. And you can hear it in some of his songs after he got out, that there was an even deeper level of kind of skepticism or criticism of American racial politics in particular. So, yeah.
Charles, we've got to go, but this is the $64 million question. Who is the king of rock and roll? Is it Chuck Berry or Elvis Presley?
If you're putting it between those two, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. I think, Elvis is somebody whose influence and artistry was so tremendous as well. And, of course, Little Richard would remind us that he's a factor in so many others. But I mean, I think just in terms of thinking about where rock and roll came from and what it's come to mean, it is very difficult to make a more convincing case than Chuck Berry. He's just the wellspring of so much of our culture.
Charles Hughes, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Charles Hughes, an American music historian and director of the Memphis Center at Rhodes College. Let's hear a little more of Chuck Berry.
Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today.
It's not just the guitar licks, it's the lyrics too. Chuck Berry, who's died at the age of 90. It's 27 past 6 on Breakfast.